recruitment and interviews in different countries.
Ian and Barbara.
So on your CV, do you have a special section that sells yourself or promotes yourself?
Usually we write a main objective, what mm-hmm. we are looking for, and after that we talk about our experience and also our academic references.
Mm-hmm. How long is your CV? How many pages?
Well, it's recommended to have one or two pages.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's certainly the same with my experience. It's two pages maximum. Do you have a covering letter with it as well?
Yeah, it is recommended.
How about when you get to interviews then? Do you still have to be very persuasive and very forward?
Yes, yes. It's very important to be, and you have to be very dynamic.
I would find that quite tiring. I know when I've been in interviews, it's quite tough to be dynamic for an hour or so.
Sure, sure. It is. And also the other thing is that there is no real conversation. It's quite strange. And mm-hmm. I found out that here in England it's more like a conversation, mm-hmm. like in order to really demonstrate that you can really deal with the clients and talk with people, you know.
Do you ever ask about salary or money or that kind of thing?
Well, usually people don't ask about salary, and it's not really in the advert. So, but it's discussed later when they offer you something.
Oh, right. So it's not in the advertisement.
No, no. Usually we don't have it in the advertisement.
Li Xing and Kian.
Well, in China, you can imagine the competition for the job is fierce. So actually, the interviews are quite different for those who directly graduate from the universities or for those who have experience of working and he or she just wants to change job. And for the graduate students, the interview is more or less focused on their psychology or their personality instead of their knowledge, because they most of them have more or less the same grades.
So for the graduate students, is CV not as important? Because I find in Ireland, the CV is crucial, and the cover letter, if you don't put a lot of work into it and really sell yourself through that, you won't get to the interview stage. But it's different in China. It's more of a case of...
The students are not probably required to have some internship experience mm-hmm. prior okay. to this interview. But mostly the employers just look at the personality of okay. the student. Actually, according to the Chinese culture, we do not like people who appear to be so bossy,
yeah.
like girls yeah. who appear so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are really careful about that too.
Yeah, we'd be the same. We have group discussions, and usually the loudest person or the person who answers the most isn't the most desirable for the employer.
That's true.
They want a mix. They want somebody who can interact and step back and know when to talk and when to make a good point. So I think we're both very similar there.